This is a great example, actually. I have a couple of students working on salinization problems in different places, one in China, one in San Joaquin Valley of California. And the interesting thing about salinization is that it's the same problem we've been talking about. Most salinization, in fact, desalinization is due to the inefficient use of the water aquifer that is underneath the farms. And the water aquifer is not owned by the farmers. And so they're all racing to extract the water aquifer. And as a result, they're overusing water, which often in arid soils pulls out the salts that are already naturally in the soil. And the culprit there is overuse of water that is too cheap. In China, the salinization problem there is associated with deep salts that in fact come from seabed deposits that are layered in the soil itself. And as Chinese farmers are sinking wells, they're overdrafting their common property aquifer, and they're drawing water from areas of these aquifers that in fact are salted up. And so the problem there is the same problem, that there is a race to get water, and if the aquifer could be rationalized using methods that are similar to the sorts of things we're talking about here that involve virtual property rights for the fisheries, those problems could be mitigated or slowed down. It is a fact, of course, that a lot of this stuff is close to irreversible, and that means that we've gotten on the problem too late. But I think that amplifies the importance of having a dialogue that actually gets out on the table mechanisms that are driving and causing the problem in the first place, so that we can actually address solutions at the cause rather than looking at the symptoms.